This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, I'm Nathan from the DBCC, and today I'm here with Stephen Gray, one of the founders of the DBCC, and we're going to be discussing the MLT, which is Modified Lactic Training, the style of training that the DBCC uses. So, Stephen, how long has the DBCC been training its clients using the MLT system?
Well, it's been an evolving process, I'd say. We've formalised it and trademarked the actual process the last couple of years, 2 years ago. But it's been an evolving system, really, I would say, over the last, well, certainly our whole career, and then so sort of 7 or 8 years, I would say. Over the years, it's been refined and slightly adapted, improved quite a lot. So, yeah, but it's been formalised in the last couple of years.
Okay, and how did the DBCC go about training its clients when DBCC Bedford, the first centre at the DBCC, actually opened?
Well, we've always known there's some principles with training. Obviously, we specialise in physical transformation, so losing body fat, building muscle tone, getting healthy, whilst getting healthier. So there's principles of training, and I think the thing with exercise, fitness, health, and things like that, there's a lot of misconceptions that stuff changes or has changed over, you know, there's always a new shake weight coming out or a new this, a new gadget, a new different thing. You know, you can put something on your abs and it'll electrocute you and make you have a six pack.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's lots of different things like that. And fundamentally, the principles of exercise, fitness, health have not changed over the years. And I'm talking many years, you know, from the 60s and 50s and things like that. Obviously, we have more knowledge now. We know why things work, but some of the principles have stayed the same. So some of the principles of fat loss are you want to try and build or create as much lactic acid in your body as possible because it raises a hormone called growth hormone, which is very highly correlated with losing body fat. So we now understand the mechanism behind that, I think, but 20 years ago they knew that they wanted to do build as much, get as much of a burn or that lactic acid type of feeling to lose as much body fat as possible. But now it's just been formalized and we know the reason why, we know the mechanism behind it. So we've always tried to create as much lactic acid as possible with, say, if I was, you know, training you as a client, your goal is to lose as much body fat as possible. If you can create as much lactic acid as possible in your body, you're going to be able to lose as much fat in a shorter period of time healthily. I think that's the key. You're not going to lose muscle, which a lot of training programs don't really differentiate the difference between the change, the physical change that someone's going through, which is why, obviously, we spoke about the progress tracker that we use within the whole process, the Real You transformation process. But that special machine, the body analysis machine we have, allows us to know that it's actually body fat we're losing. Because we're not interested in our laid out line. You know this, obviously, I'm talking to someone that knows, but we're not interested in someone losing weight unhealthily. There's many different, if someone wants to lose weight unhealthily and, you know, they have unrealistic amounts of weight, they want to lose 2 stone in a month, then we're not the place for them, because we're interested in people becoming healthier, you know, having a longer life, a longer healthy life, not just transforming their body as well. So to do that, like I already mentioned, it's important to build as much lactic acid as possible. So we've always worked towards the principles of the correct type of training. And when we distill down things into the modified lactic training process to be able to improve things essentially better, then all that happened was we kind of put those things together. So we've always, like it, so to kind of answer that question in a long-winded way, we just basically formalised the principles of training into what is now modified lactic training.
Which is trademarked by the DBCC.
Correct, yeah.
Awesome. So, I mean, for someone that would be listening that maybe wanted to start losing weight and is exercising on their own accord, what would be the best way for them to increase the lactic acids within their body?
So, it's a good question. If you're at home, there's quite a few, I mean, different types of exercise, so it depends on what equipment or what things they have available. A very good way of building a lot of lactic acid in the body is actually sprinting. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's unrealistic for someone if they're just starting out on a physical transformation, you're not healthy enough to sprint, or you know, you've got excess weight that you need to lose first,
yeah.
Then obviously sprints wouldn't be your ideal option. But just so, you know, from a knowledge perspective, that sprints do create a lot of lactic acid in someone. But in the environment that we have, luckily, we're very fortunate, we can create the environment we wanted for training-wise, to be able to do the modified lactic training process as well as possible, then we're using very large exercises, exercises that challenge the body greatly, use a lot of different parts of the body muscle-wise. They create the most amount of lactic acid. So, which then creates, always remember, that creates the most amount of growth hormone, which then creates the most amount of fat loss. So it's like a cascade.
Okay. I mean, there's been a lot of information put out there that is maybe misguided information about aerobic training being the best for fat loss. But would you agree with that, or is that something you disagree with?
I don't ever like to make sweeping statements, because I always look at things as, is going for a jog going to be better than lying on the sofa eating a hamburger? Mm-hmm. Because I think people are too easy to make some very sweeping statements without looking at what the alternative is or what the other option is. So if we're though looking from a perfect world position, someone that truly wants to make a physical transformation, which a lot of, obviously all our clients do, then we wouldn't take them, aerobic training wouldn't be the right thing for them, because it creates too much cortisol, which is a stress hormone, mm-hmm. and a lot of people mm-hmm. nowadays are generally stressed anyway, because you have toxins that you take in every day, you have physical stress, mental stress, all these different stresses on your body, and then if you add in another stress, which is going for a long jog or things like that, then you're creating even more cortisol. And the problem with cortisol is it increases fat storage around your stomach, and there's more cortisol receptors around your belly button area, which is why, and also creates a lot of acidity. And what happens with that is that your body tries to make your body more alkaline. It doesn't like to be acidic, so it breaks down muscle, glutamine from the muscles, and also calcium from the bones. So it tends to change your body composition for the worse. So it makes someone have less muscle,
yeah.
which ends up with more body fat. So some people can lose weight by doing long, you know, hour runs and things like that, but it's not good weight. So by that I mean it's not fat that's been lost, it could be potentially muscle. So, which is again why we have the very expensive body composition machine, which is part of the progress tracker, because that tells us exactly what someone's losing. Because, like I said, it's very important that someone's losing body fat rather than muscle, anything like that, because we want people to become healthier as well as physically transform.
So going back to what you said about cortisol being increased, I mean, I remember there's a time when I used to train for 2 hours thinking, you know, it's going to be beneficial for me. The MLT's got a certain time limit, and is that because we're trying not to affect the cortisol levels and get them too high?
Yeah, well, ultimately, like I think I already mentioned, that everyone's under a lot more stress than they were even 20 years ago. There's a lot more stresses in our life than there were even just 20 years ago. So to add on an extra stress in the form of exercise can be have negative consequences, because also with cortisol comes sugar cravings and things like that. So you end up eating worse, and your body composition, you end up getting less healthy. So yeah, hormones after 42 minutes, I think it is off the top of my head, hormonal changes occur, which aren't beneficial to physically changing your body composition for the better. So when people are training for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, they're just having detrimental effects on the result that they're actually wanting to achieve. So more is not necessarily better. Better is better.
Okay. And I mean, in terms of if someone was coming into the DVCC for their first session, with the modified lactic training program, would they have to work at any specific kind of a different rate, somebody who's been training for a longer time, to get the increase in lactic acid? Or?
Well, it's very important that when someone, I mean, we specialize in training people that have actually never trained formally, properly, physically in a gym or anything, any form of environment. We're a conditioning center, we're not like a gym, but we tend to find a lot of our clients come from a non-training background. So it's very important that someone doesn't just go straight into doing someone, you know, the same thing that someone's, you know, who's lost 50 pounds and mm-hmm. been training for 2 years does. So we build someone in very slowly. They're not going to be expected to go at the same rate. They don't need to go, that's the key, they don't need to lift, you know, push themselves as hard, because it's all relative. So, you know, and I think there becomes a lot of kind of misconception about these sorts of things, where it becomes, you know, people, trainers and different types of programs, they tend to kind of say it's really good. Oh, five people threw up today. That's really good. As if they're training really well.
Yeah.
When, you know, and obviously I realize that very occasionally that happens, like, you know, 0.5% of a year. But it's a poor, if it happens all the time, I think it's a poor example of the type of training the person's getting, because at the end of the day, you throw up, you can't carry on training. So to go off an extreme, when someone starts the modified lactic training process, they're very much built in very slowly, because like I said, we specialise in training people that haven't had any sort of formal training, don't go currently exercise, haven't exercised for many, many years, or have never exercised properly or consistently. So everything is designed around that. So I don't want people to become nervous around the name modified lactic training. Mm-hmm. That purely references the hormonal and the lactic acid production, which is what causes the change in the clients that we have.
Okay, and within the modified lactic training, is there anything that you feel that is especially key to what we do at the DVCC?
Well, I think the whole process is particularly important, down from the order of we put things in, the metabolic finish, you know, the signature finisher, mm-hmm. All things like that. Everything's structured in a certain way to get the best result. And I think you'll see with all the before and afters, I mean, you're well aware of them all, how effective it is for people's results. Because the key is, as well, it's looking at the whole big picture. So some types of exercise can actually make you eat more, mm-hmm. Make you crave more sugar and end up eating more, so you end up putting on body fat. It's very important that with the MLT and modified lactic training, the whole context is taken into consideration, because we're looking at physical transformations as well, not just looking to try and kill someone for an hour. We're looking at physically transforming rather than... So it's all part of the real you transformation process. That's the idea behind it.
Okay, and with the MLTs, I mean, we leave it 4 weeks before we change the phase, which is, as I suppose, included in the MLT. Could you just explain a little bit about why we change the phase and why it's every 4 weeks?
Yeah, sure. Basically, there's something called... basically, your body is looking to adapt. When you're exercising, what you're trying to achieve is for your body to adapt, physically to adapt to that stimulus. And what can happen is, if you do something too the same, too frequently or continued, your body's going to stop adapting. So it'll start off needing to adapt. It's like a soreness. Whenever anyone's done anything for the first time, they get sore. Maybe you could just go for a walk and you don't walk 10 miles, you suddenly walk 10 miles, you're going to be sore. Mm-hmm. It's that same sort of principle, but your body ends up adapting. So the optimal amount of time before your body adapts is about 4 weeks. And we found this from, you know, there's literature about it, but also in practice, 4 weeks for people, clients-wise. However, what can happen is people go to the other extreme, is they do something different every single day. And when I say different, I'm talking about different length of time they're working for, or completely different style. And that is just as ineffective as if you were to do the same thing for a year. Mm-hmm. Your body, the law of accommodation, it's called. It's a physiological law. It's been around for many, many years. I think the Russians found out about it, I think. But anyway, your body has to have something to adapt to. So if you're going in and you're doing something completely... And this is the problem with some of these programs that are out there, because they say that being able to do something different every time is a good thing, but not if you're actually looking to physically transform yourself physically.
Yeah, okay.
You just get good at doing nothing, essentially, because your body doesn't know what to adapt to.
Right, okay.
Okay, so the key period of time is that your body is doing, whilst you can do different exercises, the theme, the length of time you're working for, the style, the format you're training is going to stay the same 3 to 4 weeks, because then your body's able to adapt to something. So that's why we get continued such good results, fat loss, physical transformations, because no one's body is becoming used to something, therefore it's becoming ineffective. So it's 100% like that
3 to 4 weeks. 4 weeks really is optimal before it's time to change, but you have to have something to adapt to. So anyone that's doing the same, you know, something completely different every single time, mm-hmm. is not going to adapt to anything. So it's not great for, you know, there's other benefits to it, but physical transformations is not one of them.
Okay. I mean, I'm sure for a lot of people out there, they'll be wondering whether, you know, if they were going to start doing exercise, would it be better to do it on a one-to-one basis? Or why it might be beneficial to do it in a group-based exercise like the DVCC would?
Well, for most people, and this is, I mean, we've already spoken about it, but people, and they've done studies on this, but people respond better in a small group environment. So, I mean, we talk about one-to-one type of training or different styles of training. It's really the result that counts. And obviously, as we've spoken about and seen all the before and afters and all the different transformations that DVCC has on a regular basis, that's because there's also that culture and that environment that, of support. So if you're just doing a one-to-one, you're not getting the overall support of your peers, the other people. So that's what the environment is created at DVCC, because that's one part of the transformation. So the real you transformation process also factors in the environment, the your peers, the people that are going to support you, the others just like you that are trying to achieve the same sort of thing, mm-hmm. maybe slightly different, but they're on the same journey.
Yeah.
And that's part of the real you transformation process, and something, as you know, we try to actually really create and stimulate. I mean, in a few weeks' time, we're all going and doing a really good mud run, and again, we're going to have the best team, right?
Awesome.
It's going to be a great team. Loads of people that have never done anything like that and have never even thought, considered it. Before they joined the centres, they wouldn't think, I'm going to go and do a mud run, because they wouldn't want to, that's fine. But people that have then seen how much they can do, how much they can achieve, they want to do it now to challenge themselves to that next stage. And so it's that kind of environment which is super important to actually continued progress.
Something that we brought into the centres, I suppose, in the last year is heart rate-based personal training. Mm-hmm. Could you just explain a little bit to people listening about why that was introduced? Because it's something that's is quite new to the industry, I believe, in the UK.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's something we learned about a few years ago in America. We were just trying to work a way of adapting it and using it effectively. It was used particularly with athletes. And America, obviously, they have a bigger athletic population, and they, you know, there's a lot more money around it, and there's much more research and things like that. But it's a way of slightly individualizing your training so that, number one, you know how hard you're working, number two, we know how hard you're working, and we can make things more effective. It's not a case of trying to catch people out, it's a case of, and we've seen it, and you've seen it, you see it on a day-to-day basis, how it really does stimulate more progress, because
100%, yeah.
You know where you're at, what you can do. I think a lot of, and this is part of the real transformation process as well, because a lot of our limitations in what we achieve, so we're talking physical transformations right now, is what we think we can achieve. Uh-huh. And funnily enough, I think the heart rate monitoring system actually proves what can be achieved and what we're capable of, so that we don't have to listen to those voices in our head saying we can't do that, or you're tired now, you can stop, because
yeah.
It says right up on the screen you can yeah. carry on. And funnily enough, when you do carry on, you can carry on.
Yeah. I know a lot of clients have found it very beneficial to see their heart rates on the screen while they're training. It allows them to push themselves that bit further, but also to be able to see the stats afterwards to see how their heart rates perform for certain exercises. It's super interesting. Is there anything more that you'd like to speak about before we end today, Stephen?
No, I think it's just, I always enjoy talking about it, because it's something that's evolved over many years, and the key with it, because it is such a, it's a process that is always constantly being improved, and fortunately we have a great team of everyone that is always constantly looking for improvements, looking to just make slight adjustments to get results as good as they are, because I've never seen the results be as good consistently as they are now. So many people losing large amounts of body fat, which is really, really great to see.
Awesome. So just to recap, could you just go over the benefits of NLT training?
Sure. I think it's just the fact that it's a proven way of losing body fat consistently in a healthy manner that will create a more toned, healthier physique. And it's just proven. It's now, I think there's enough evidence to see that it works, and it's in a very safe, controlled way. So, like I said, we're particularly, I think I tried to do the stats the other day, I think 80% of our clientele originally started as non-gym goers or non-worker outers, if that's a word.
So
it's all designed around that, to really make everyone have a physical, make a physical transformation in a healthy and effective manner.
Awesome. Stephen, thank you very much for your time.
No problem.
And I hope if you've been listening to this today that you've enjoyed it and it's shed some light on the MLT, the Modified Lactic Training, that the DVCC do. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedvcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.